Good morning, everyone. What a beautiful day. I forgot to mention last week and to thank those of you who turned out at the park when the clergy put together a band. But we had fun. I don't know whether everybody else in the park did, but those who were playing did. No, I'm sure you did. It was a wonderful evening of sharing together. You know, it's so good when believers are together. And although we have differences, yet we are one in Christ. And that's wonderful. Just a few announcements to bring to your attention. First of all, after the service today is a deacon's meeting, and remember the Manor Food Bank. And there's a note about Lookman Excellent, our boy in Haiti, and a reminder about the Toonie box. And Beulah Green is now back at the Pines after spending some time in Barrie. I think those are all the announcements I need to bring to your attention. If you see the insert, there's Psalm 16, and if we could read together. Protect me, O God. I trust in you for safety. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. All the good things I have come from you. How excellent are the Lord's faithful people. My greatest pleasure is to be with them. Those who rush to other gods bring many troubles on themselves. I will not take part in their sacrifices. I will not worship their gods. You, Lord, are all I have, and you give me all I need. My future is in your hands. How wonderful are your gifts to me. How good they are. I praise the Lord because he guides me, and in the night my conscience warns me. I'm always aware of the Lord's presence. He is near and nothing can shake me. And so I am thankful and glad, and I feel completely secure because you protect me from the power of death. I have served you faithfully, and you will not abandon me to the world of the dead. You will show me the path that leads to life. Your presence fills me with joy and brings me pleasure forever. Amen. We sing together 480, and we'll stand to sing. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth you have for me. 480. And bring so many individuals to you. We thank you for answered prayer, for your healing touch. And Lord, we pray that each one of us here will know your presence and will know your blessing. And Lord, for those situations and circumstances that we are going through, that you will continue to give strength for each day and for each moment, and that you will help with issues that each of us have, health-wise and otherwise. We thank you that we can collectively bring so many to you. You know each and every situation, and we thank you, Lord, that you have already heard. Lord, I pray for Sandy and her dad and her brother. And we pray, Lord, that you will continue to help them to see you. Lord, as we meet, we ask that each of us will know and have that sense of your presence with us. Help us to have that confidence in you that we should have. Forgive us for sometimes we take our eyes off you And sometimes we recognize that because we've taken our eyes off you, as Peter did as he walked on the water, he took his eyes off you and he began to sink. But we thank you. I want to read from Acts chapter 2, and beginning at verse 22. In the Pew Bibles, it's page 1169. And it's Peter, as he's responding to the people, as they're wondering what has taken place. He stands up and preaches and says these words, "Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge. And you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said about him, 'I saw the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will live in hope, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence.' Brothers, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet and knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.' Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this: God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." God will bless that reading of his word to us. I gave the title of my talk this morning, Focus. I don't know about you, but our lives are full of all kinds of stuff. And our minds are bombarded with all kinds of things during the week, right? We are often in a situation where, I want to say that there are many things that we have to do, and every time, there are many times through the week when we need to focus. Now, it is, I'm speaking of someone who this morning forgot to put his hearing aid in, and I know that, with a hearing aid is something that helps you to hear, but one of the things it does, I find sometimes it's difficult, if a lot of people are talking at the same time, to pick up one particular voice, to focus on what that one person is saying. And so you have to concentrate hard to focus on what is being said. The problems today that we find are problems of lack of focus, or focus on the wrong things. I don't know whether you're aware that when you go shopping in a store, if you have music playing, there are some messages that are coming to you. You know, it's good to shop, it's good to sell, it's good to buy, you know. And you come out spending more than you went in to get. Our minds are being played with. We are being, and you know, the modern idea, and the modern idea of thinking is thinking about a greater power. And in some places, this is where I'm coming to. In some places, and in certain ideas of today that are coming forward, we need to recognize are not coming from God, they come in from the evil one, who will take us off what we should be focused on. There are those who will tell you, you know, you suffer from stress, and therefore you need to come to this place where you empty yourself, empty your mind completely of everything. And then you are told that you are God. And that you can become one with everything by emptying. Well, those teachings I'm not going to go into. But I want you to understand something that we all need to understand, is that the devil is very much on busy in these days, and encouraging people to look in all kinds of other places. The psalmist, Peter quoted Psalm 16, and in Psalm 16, which we read at the beginning, in the translation that we read, it says, "Those who rush to other gods bring many troubles on themselves. I will not take part in their sacrifices. I will not worship their God." There are many out there who are talking about another power. But we need to understand that we need to focus on the one who came into the world for us, and that is Jesus. We don't empty our minds. In fact, we are told to meditate upon the Word of God. And we are told over and over again to fix our eyes on Jesus. How wrong we are when we don't focus on Jesus. When we focus on all these other kinds of things, and it will take us off, it will weaken our walk with God when we look into these other things. To me, it is very sad that in many ways some of these things are acceptable in our society and are paid for by the OHIP. And yet, if you talk about giving counsel as a believer in Jesus, that he is one who can help you, that certainly would not be acceptable. We need to be on our guard against those who will tell us to focus on something else. When I was wondering what to bring to you today, and I know that it's something that has been on my mind and in my heart, because I believe we need to, as believers, understand the way that our minds are being attacked these days. And we need to refocus. You know how important it is to focus. If we lose our focus, we lose our way. And we need to focus on Jesus. As I was preparing for today, Psalm 16 and that translation was one that God brought to me. And then I can't explain how it happened. Then God took me to Acts 2. And you see, the focus of attention of Peter was Jesus. He was bringing those people who had crucified Jesus to that place to realize that God had his plan. And Jesus was part of that plan. And Jesus showed himself to be who he was because God did many things through him. And says, this man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death, nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. And then he quotes this passage from Psalm 16. You see, Jesus is the one who can give us hope. He is the one that we need to see who can deliver us, who can help us. You know, the Apostle Peter goes on to say about the way in which Jesus is the one who has died and been raised to life, and he has given the Holy Spirit to those who are there. And he said, therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. In other words, we need to see who Jesus is and recognize that he is our Savior. He is the one, the only way we can come to God. There are many people today who will suggest there are many approaches to God. But there is only one way in which we can come into a relationship with God, and that is through knowing Jesus to be our Savior and recognizing what we've remembered this morning, that he died on the cross for us. That he was buried but rose victorious over death. I believe we need to refocus on Jesus. Don't empty your mind. Meditate upon his word. In fact, when God gave Moses the law, he says to meditate upon the word. And he said to put scripture on everywhere so that they had reminders. And there was a day when many, many homes in the UK always had reminders on their walls of different verses or different sayings that reminded us that God is with us through Jesus. Please, I want you to know that God reveals himself to you through Jesus. God reveals his love to us through Jesus, through his death on the cross. As the people heard Peter sharing and getting people to focus on Jesus, they knew him as the one who is from Nazareth. They knew he was the one who did many wonderful works, and that was evidence that God was with him, that he was who he claimed to be. And yet, he was crucified. But that was part of God's plan, is what Peter's saying. We need to understand that God's plan, he had a rescue plan for us. I was listening, coming up this morning, to David Jeremiah, and he talked from Hebrews 1. And he shared this. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. Jesus is seated at the right hand of God, victorious over sin, conquered sin for us, conquered death for us, to give us hope for a future. Yes, God is everywhere. But we can only know God through knowing Jesus. When people tell you, they're leading you to another God. If they tell you to talk about a higher power, I want you to understand that we know the higher power to be God, and we can only know that higher power through knowing Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. I want you to be encouraged to focus on Jesus. To focus on the way that God loves you. I'd love you to go through this psalm that you have printed. Take it home and just go through it and just think about what each statement says. You see, we can trust God. In God we trust. Is that true? But we can only trust in God if we know Jesus. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. We can know victory because of Jesus. We can know the indwelling of His Holy Spirit. Don't listen to these others who talk about this, filling our minds with all kinds of ideas. Banish those. Be gone. Satan is appearing so often as an angel of light, and in these days we need to refocus on Jesus. Jesus. Fill our minds with, you know, the wonderful thing, I go back to 1904 in Wales, when God moved in a powerful way through one particular man who came, and God used in a powerful way. And what happened is that the people came to faith in Christ, and the miners who had worked down the mine, their lives are so transformed. The court shut down because there was no more crime. And in fact, the horses that they had to lead, their language was cleaned up so the horses didn't understand them. But God changed their lives. But you know what happened in those days? They began to sing praises to God, and the valleys of Wales were full of praise of God. Their concentration, their focus was on Jesus, who died, was buried, and rose again. The one who is our Savior. I want you to be aware. The psalmist said, I'm always aware of the Lord's presence. He is near, and nothing can shake me. We need to meditate upon that. We need to remind ourselves that God guides us. He says, I praise the Lord because He guides me, and in the night my conscience warns me. You will show me the path that leads to life. Your presence fills me with joy and brings me pleasure forever. If you are to know real joy, it doesn't mean we are free from trouble, but we will know His presence with us. Our lives are changed. We need to focus. The Olympics are coming up, and those who are involved in any of the sports have had to dedicate themselves, and their goal, they have set themselves a goal, and their goal is to win. And they devote their time having that goal in view. If they lose sight of that goal, they lose hope. And the truth is, if we lose sight of the one who is our goal, who is the one we will go to one day, the one who has said, I'm going to prepare a place that where I am, there you may be also. If we lose sight of Him, we will lose the race. We need to focus. We need to focus. We need to train ourselves to block out those things that bombard us so often. I'm speaking to myself. God is speaking to me as much as to each one of us. We need to focus, refocus. on Jesus. Please, I'm going to continue on with this theme next week. I want you to beware of those who will suggest that you look elsewhere. There are those who will encourage you to empty your minds, to listen to some music, to encourage yourself to go into a trance of some kind. This is not from God. But we can be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's what we need. We need to be open to God. Let Him fill us with His Spirit. And He will only do that when we see Jesus, because it is Jesus who has poured out, hear what He says? Exalted to the right hand of God, He has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear. You see, it's Jesus who sends His Spirit to be with us. The Trinity is something that is so fascinating, a subject. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. One God. The Holy Spirit reveals to us Jesus. God the Father sent into the world Jesus. Jesus is the one we need to focus, not the... David Jeremiah was talking about the different Jesuses that people have today. A good man, a teacher, he's more than that. Jesus is, as the writer of the Hebrews put, the express image. Let me just read it again. He is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of His being. The Word become flesh. Jesus. Focus. Focus. You'll be blessed as you focus. You will be blessed as you see Jesus. You know, there are many times in my life that I've realized that I've taken my eyes off Jesus. But I thank Him that He's never let me drown. He's reached out His hand, and I've taken a hold, and He's picked me up. He will do that for each one of us. Things around us sometimes cause us to despair, but we have hope because we have Jesus. We're going to sing together our final hymn. 405, My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Thank you. Lord, help us to focus on you. Forgive us for those times when we've taken our eyes off you. But help us to recognize that you love us, that you care for us, that you promise to help us day by day. May we each know your presence and know your blessing, the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and always.